Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of our weekly podcast here with Jake Fact Trading about trading and how to make coins in FIFA 21 and how easy it was probably to make coins during the last weeks, right Jake?
Yeah, I would say right now, Florian, this year and this time period more than ever has rewarded those that are even just getting into trading for simply doing the basics. So right now, you guys are kind of seeing this on my page, and I'll actually throw you guys over. What we're going to go look at is some inform prices, and the inform prices right now are absolutely astronomical, and that's because for SBCs, EA has continuously asked for them, and the big one is the Party Big SBC, which requires two informs to complete. So right now, the cheapest gold inform in the game, any rating, is 23-24k-ish or so, which is unbelievable. You could have picked up, there was probably a million of these cards, Florian, on the market for discard price, like 10k or under. So it's absolutely crazy what has happened. Once you get to higher rated cards that can be used more easily in SBCs, you're seeing, again, balloon prices of 81s for around 30k, 82s for 45k, 83s for 55k. It's absolutely crazy. So whenever a new team of the week has come out, if you've even just put one of these cards in your club, which most traders will always recommend, buy current team of the week's impacts, hold them, and eventually they should rise as they get more rare, you could have taken a huge cash out. And I kind of joked too on Twitter, like, a lot of pro players have probably discarded these cards all year, right? Instead of just putting them in their club. And quite literally, they'd have a couple million extra coins if they kept cards like this 79 rated keeper who's selling at 30k on all consoles. So it's kind of crazy, but it's reward you for doing the simplicity of club stocking informs in your club. And no one could have known they went this high. So if you sold them in advance, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But EA has just let these take off astronomically without giving an alternative. So it's kind of crazy. What do you think about it, Florian?
So two things here. I remember the first 1 or 2 months where inform prices were discarded even for 82 and 83 players.
Yep.
So we didn't have such a request for informs. Okay, you had like one or two SBCs, but those were like a couple of days, and after that you didn't need them. So it was a very big period of time in which informs didn't have really a value.
Yep.
And second thing, what I did for I didn't club stock informs, but what I did, because I'm from Romania, are three Romanian players who have an inform in the game.
Yep.
And I bought one of them because I wanted to have like all the Romanians in my club.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. And those informs, I bought them for 10k, as you mentioned, that they were discarded. And now they are extinct, all of them.
Exactly.
32k.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe another extra thing what I noticed, and I seen that this on Twitter at Footberg.
He's
like promoting a lot about the informs.
Yeah.
These price ranges, so a lot of informs are extinct, as you can see this Vargas that you are showing on the screen. But from time to time, EA updates the price ranges of the informs. So if you don't really need the coins, you can still hold these guys and sell them at the next price range update.
As cards get more rare, they sell higher. And guys, they do sell. It's absolutely nuts. I don't know why they sell, Florian. Like, there's no logic to it when you can get cards so much cheaper that are even higher rated. But they sell. I've seen 82 and 83 rated cards, guys, in form, sell at 70k this week. And I'm not kidding. Obviously, they'd have to have a price range that big, but for some reason, people are willing to pay it. And like Florian said right here, I was trying to show you guys on the graph that this guy literally released, you know, not far into the game, right? And he was discard price. And he was discard price for around, you know, a few months. And then he only rose 5K in 3 months, which isn't a good investment at all, right? But now, as you're seeing here, this was a party bag. You can kind of see that huge height. This was a party bag. And then this was a party bag. So you're seeing massive jumps each time it releases, which is absolutely crazy. And right now, he is not available on the market. He's extinct at 45k even on PS. So the rise has been crazy. It makes it pretty easy to trade with them too, guys. Like, if a party bag comes out, you can look for them on open bids or by sniping, because people will keep listing them up and they're not really aware of how valuable they are now because the prices have changed so dramatically lately.
And maybe just a quick note here, because you asked me why people are paying so much coins on them.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, I have to tell you that these are very rare informs.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because there are two types on informs. One type of inform which is untradeable. A lot of people take untradeable packs, so they cannot really sell those. And the second category of the discard informs, which a lot of people quick sell them. So
yep.
Not a lot of people save them in their club. After Thursday reward, when they get them, a lot of people are selling them just to create their teams. So
totally,
there are not so many on the market. I mean, okay, there are thousands of different players,
yep.
But out of each player, I think there are not more than a couple of pages.
Definitely now. Yeah, and I agree, Florian. I just mean more so, like, I don't know why someone would pay 70k for an inform when a 30 or 40k inform would do the job,
yeah.
Like a higher rated, yeah. But people are crazy, and people always overspend on SBCs. And lastly, I did want to show you guys Party Bag and the requirement. So this, Florian and I have talked about it so much this year, but it's been more prevalent lately than ever. EA wants you to gamble your coins away, and this Party Bag is a true indicator of that. And this is the first time any year that I can remember that they've ever done like a Party Bag style SBC. But the thing is, there's no promotion going on, so they're just releasing this whenever they want right now. Like, typically they align this with the promotion, right? Say if they add what if players, mm-hmm. they'll include them in a Party Bag during the promotion, which makes sense. But now they're basically saying, who cares if there's a promotion out or not, let's still do it. They're gonna do it. And the downside is tons of people still complete these SBCs, and I actually opened like around 10 or 15 of this SBC on stream. Mm-hmm. And I think two cards max, like maximally, made the player starting 11. So most people are literally throwing 150k down the drain. And the odds that you're going to get someone that not only is good, because even a good player might not make your team, but that starts for you, is so incredibly low. So I just think it's crazy that people continue to do them consistently, and that EA is going to keep releasing them while they can, because why not take coins from their users and make them more broke? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe EA tricked us. Okay, not us, essentially, but the community tricked us again with this Party Bag. Because, guys, if you don't know, in the previous years, when we had a promo, so example of what if it wasn't a Headliners promo, there was a guaranteed SBC, and you would have got that player from that promo. So
yep.
Not a random player from all the promos, because
yep.
let's be honest, who wants the record breakers now?
Oh, totally.
Or the mm-hmm. team of the group stage? It's there are only a couple of players you would really want out of those. Probably the most interesting ones are the headliners, because they are live, and the road to the final ones.
Exactly.
And the very expensive ones. But this is a trick that EA started to do last year, and I see now they are repeating it constantly, so probably we will get a couple of these more in the next weeks also.
Yeah, and it's just they can release it now whenever they want to, which is crazy, and people will do it. It's sad, because it's like easy content for EA. It only benefits them, and it really rarely benefits the users. The only other people it really benefits, I guess, is content creators, because people love mm-hmm. to watch these kind of videos and streams and things like that. So
yeah.
It all plays into the cycle, and it's a little bit unfortunate that EA has barely released, and now they're getting a little bit better, but barely released any icon SBCs that we know what we're getting, but released a ton of these Party Bags. This week, we also did get these vendors, which I really, really like. This release from EA, I think they're fantastic cards. I like the image they use. That's actually them having a handshake, if you see to my left. If I click on it, it goes away. That's really cool. For recommendations with doing this SBC, for me, Florian, I would recommend doing the right back to people, because you can also use him as a center back. His stats are super comparable to Reece James right back, who a lot of people and pros love to play at center back. So if you're going to do one of them, I'd highly recommend this one to play at right back or center back. What do you think about these two cards, the End of Eras?
Yeah, a very good selection. Of course, it came when it should have, because this center back is still usable right now with an 81 pace. Pace is very important mm-hmm. for center backs, guys. That's why you see right backs and full backs
exactly.
eventually as center backs.
Yep.
I like the price. Imagine you can put a Party Bag a party bag requirement plus, I don't know, 50-60k.
Exactly.
You get exactly the player that you want. 236k, very, very nice for this right back. Very usable. What can I say? It's a very good SBC. I don't even care about too much about the price. So even if it would have been 300k, it would have been still very good. I told you, and I told you guys previously in other podcasts, that I prefer the players to be a little bit more boosted and pricier than to be cheap and not usable.
Exactly. And this is fantastic. And as you guys were seeing here, these cards are really comparable. Just wanted to show you guys that because of the price differential. And then the SBCs had a ton of upvotes. I think the Bender right back had 88% upvote, and the center back had 77% up. So this is really well received by the community. I'm excited to see what other players get this. The end of the era cards typically start coming out around now. They have also released Hart as an SBC recently as a flashback. And they actually did one more too. I'm looking at it here. They added a bunch that could get flashbacks, so like Charisma, and a few others. So I'm expecting to see more in that set.
I guess we got also Cavani moment.
And Cavani, yep. So they added a group of players recently. And I'm not seeing the new player tab. I forget where it is on this version. I just know where it is on mobile.
On the first page. On the homepage.
Oh, gotcha.
Click on the... Okay. New player tab. Gotcha.
Yeah. So let's see if I can find it. And they added a huge grouping of players that were new recently. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to find it now. Oh yeah, here they are. So
these ones, yeah,
perfect. Yeah. Here we go. So Clichy, Remy, Cohen, Trau, Charisma, Rafinha, Goetze. So all those cards are like FIFA legends, Cavani and Hart, and they've already done Cavani and Hart now, right, as flashbacks. Mm-hmm, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see like Ivanovic, Remy, Charisma, those kind of cards come through really shortly, in my opinion.
So you think this is like a hint
that... Oh, totally, totally. They've already started.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Definitely. So that will be something to look forward to.
On the, let's say on the SBCs part, we probably get each day an SBC. So I think over there we are pretty fine.
Yep.
It was a surprise for me that we didn't have a promo in the last 2 weeks. I didn't expect it, honestly. I thought they would release something like best of team of the week or something, but I don't know what happened.
And Florian, that's a great point. So a lot of people are talking about this inform situation, and they're saying, Jake, like, what are they going to do to correct it? Like, what's going on? And firstly, EA doesn't have to correct it because people are still willing to pay the prices, so it's almost in their best interest to keep them really high. The issue they'll run into is if more and more keep coming extinct, where it's quite literally, and I mean this literally, impossible to complete SBCs if they keep going higher. So what they could do essentially, Florian, to change this is, and they have done this in previous years, is they could do an untradeable team of the week SBC, and they could have that out for 30 days at a time. Because right now, even for an 83 rated squad, almost everyone I know would do that, because any of these players would cost more than the SBC. So if you get it done, you kind of get your value back right away, you know what I mean, to get informs in your club.
And honestly, here I have to tell, so guys, we are recording on Monday. I bought a lot of 82 rated golds yesterday, because personally I'm expecting this, exactly what you're saying, to happen soon. I don't know when. And I thought the 82 players are quite cheap now, almost discard 2k, 1-2k. So that would be an interesting SBC to do. I know in the previous years we had one untradeable and one tradable a day after. I didn't see the tradable one in the last period. I'm not sure if they want to do that, but the untradeable one, definitely, it will be worth it to do.
Exactly. So if they release that for 30 days, it would have a huge correction, because then people, you know, that want to do an SBC that requires an inform would just first go do that SBC, and it would be cheaper than what you see on the market here. If that SBC does come, like Florian said, 82s and 83s, I would expect to do well. It would probably be 83 rated and like 40 chem, something low. So If you want to stock your club full of 83s, I do think that should come out. I think it's overdue at this point. I think EA could have easily released Messi and Ronaldo in Team of the Week and done a tradable one too, but it just shows how cards are in their hand, right? Like Ronaldo, I believe, had a hat trick and they didn't put him in, so they can always pick and choose what they want to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, and maybe to move towards the next topic, the next big topic, related to exactly why these cards are not in packs. A lot of people are speculating for the fact that maybe they will include them in the Foot Birthday promo, guys. Foot Birthday, it's a promo related to the day in March, 11, 12 years ago, when Ultimate Team was first launched. And we had this in all previous years, so we are expecting it to happen this Friday.
Definitely, and as you guys are seeing on the screen, this was Foot 20's Foot Birthday Team, and one thing you should note with it is these are some of the most meta and desirable cards in the entire game. Of course, you have this Mbappe with 5-star. 5-star is the highlight. People raved about this Maximin too. That was his first year being hyped. This card went for like 1.1 million. They had Sissoko, Griezmann, a Rashford super boosted, and all these defenders have some cool skill move and weak foot upgrades. And I think this year for defenders, Florian, it's going to be even bigger because people play five at the back a lot, right? And use some dribbling and passing with their defenders. So the skill moves becomes more important. But yeah, it's going to be a huge promotion. It looks like EA is really, really building anticipation for it with the 2-week break we've had. And they've really been trying to drain coins out of people's accounts. So to me, it's basically just reassuring us that this promo is going to include a lot of great players. And right now they want people to not have many coins in their club because then you'll want to buy FIFA points for it as well. So I'm expecting Foot Birthday this Friday, which I believe is the 26th, and it should be out for sure. I'd expect a promo screen Wednesday or Thursday, and I'm really excited for it. I hope we see a great selection of cards and some new meta cards, good objectives, things like that, because now it's been a while without a promo player pick, so I know people will be really excited.
Yeah, and what's interesting and to notice, guys, is that previous years we had these skill moves and weak foot upgrades during Foot Birthday. After that, this year, we kind of have them each promo, each flashback, each SBC. So you see a lot of, flashback or moments SBC get released and they get the weak foot upgrade. So probably they will do this also for the entire promo because it's easy for them now to, they got us used to it and it's easy for them to do it.
Exactly. It's kind of like one of those things once they start upgrading skill moves and weak foot, we have to know it and expect it. And I think it's smart. I think this is kind of the point of the year. It's almost April now where they say, all right, most people have used these meta cards that are available with informs and golds, and now it's time to have an upgrade in the meta. What do people want? What do people need? And as you're seeing with this Foot Birthday, it was the weak foot that was huge, right? With 5-star Mbappe and 5-star Rashford, everyone's like, I need those cards in my team. And it really felt like Maximin as well. It really felt like you needed to upgrade whatever you had. And that's the cycle of Ultimate Team. That's exactly what EA wants you to do. So it's a huge promo. It's kind of a turning point where gold cards like a gold Mbappe isn't so meta when he's got a 5-star card, you know what I mean?
I remember last year this 5-star Mbappe was even better. People preferred him because of the meta with 5-star weak foot. People preferred him instead of his team of the season. So
team of the year, really important. Yeah, and he was he was more pricey, so a lot of people don't know that. Yeah, but because a lot of people are like, how much does a weak foot add value? Well, in this case, it made it so his Foot Birthday was worth more than his team of the year. Let me see if I can check that quick. Maybe I can go here. But it's kind of crazy, and it's worth noting that the change adds so much value. Generations. Here we go. So, yeah, this card, people desired the 94 over the 98, which is crazy because it had 4 less shooting, 5 less passing, 3 less dribbling, 6 less physical, but they preferred it. And even now you see it's still more expensive, which is absolutely crazy. I love that card design. I thought it was really fun with the sprinkles and stuff. The card designs are always awesome. So that will be out on Friday, guys. Hope you're excited for it. I hope they do player picks and maybe not a party bag, but like a foot birthday pack. Just those would be sweet. I don't know if they will because it'll be so pricey, but
probably not.
It's too good yeah. for them now. They can dilute it this year. They've been really good about it, but I'm excited for the promo and I want to see their selection for sure.
Now for the last part of the podcast, Jake, maybe we talk a little bit about getting coins this week, what would be the next moves, and maybe how to prepare for this foot birthday. I know you get this a lot. We talk about this a lot, when to sell, when to buy cards.
Yep.
What do you think about what's happening with the market now? I know gold's fathers are inflated, so probably not a good time to keep them. But what would be some moves for people to get some coins towards foot birthday?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, what's really important is that people realize once we get a screen for foot birthday, it's that the market's probably going to come down a little bit more aggressively. People do remember the event from last year. They remember seeing these cards. They remember the panic that it caused. So I expect the market to go down a little bit in the coming days. And I do expect cards to rebound after that because I think the foot birthday team this year is more expected. And people will know their values, right? Last year, some of these cards got too cheap on the first day too because people didn't really know how to value the upgraded skill moves and weak foot. But I feel like these cards are going to be so expensive, people will still revert back to what they've used. So the gold Mbappes, Ronaldos, etc., people will go back to them once they see those prices. So I think the market will go down kind of a bit until the promo on Friday, and then you'll see probably a bounce back on some of those meta cards. Typically this year, you're not seeing it as hard as years past, where it's like you're not going to make a huge profit by buying and selling at those times. But if you're waiting to buy someone for your team specifically, I would wait till like Thursday once we get a screen. I think that would be a nice time and you'll be okay there. If you guys are looking for a way to get some value in your club, I need to touch on it right here because I think it's really important, is this Giroud card is a 90 rated card and you can get him for free in objectives. And obviously it requires time, so I'm not going to say it's technically free because time is money, but yeah. He's got 90K worth of value right now as you're seeing. And if you can get him done, you can also actually complete Neves, who is an 88 rated and worth around 60K. You can complete Neves, Giroud, and those Irish objectives.
I think he's a 89.
89, yeah. So, he's even higher. So he's worth closer to like 65K. Yeah, so you can do Neves, Giroud, and then the Irish objectives at the same time with certain squads. So you got to include the Irish and French players in that team for managerial masterpiece. But It's pretty awesome because you can get like 230K worth of fodder, which should be really helpful going into foot birthday. So I'd highly recommend doing that. And then for player picks, whether you want to do them yourself or buy them, I really think we're going to get an 80 or 81 plus player pick back. So I would get your whole club full of non-rares again. I've said this before, they have went up to 800 and doubled in previous promotions. I think this time it will be even bigger with foot birthday. So fill your whole club up with non-rare golds. They'll probably get to like 800 as a minimum if those come, and you can get them at 350 to 400. I also think we're going to get a lot of daily SBCs during the promotion. So getting gold rares that have really good links is important. Like I can give you guys a couple good examples that tend to do great with SBCs. Like if you get this Cody at discard price, he tends to do really well because he provides a high rating and really good links. If you get him at discard, you can see he really quite often goes like 1200 to 1500. And if you're getting him at 700, that's a great low budget move. There's a couple others that do quite well that are in La Liga, but I would start filling up your club for things like this. In terms of high budget moves, I wouldn't do too much right now. I would be hoping that EA releases a Team of the Week SBC, and if it becomes tradable, it could be an opportunity to buy into it. But yeah, just trading with cards with foot birthday when they come out is a good option as well. So that's kind of what I would recommend doing.
Yeah, no, a lot of thanks a lot of tips here on different price ranges. So very good information. Also, it depends, guys, on what we get in the next days.
Definitely,
we told you we record on Monday until. It depends when the screens are up with the FAT birthday. It depends if we get another, I don't know, repeatable, non-repeatable SBC player, SBC, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, there are a lot of moves to be made.
Yep.
Yeah, let's say I'm excited now for this promo.
Yeah.
I know I will not pack any of the big boys, but at least I'm hoping for some nice, I don't know, some nice per objective maybe, some nice SBCs.
Agreed.
I don't know. I remember we didn't get any Marcelo SBCs this year.
Yep.
I know that Ferland Mendy is a very interesting guy to get a position change maybe during foot birthday. So
yep.
There are a lot of opportunities to improve the teams or change the teams during this kind of promo.
Exactly. It should be fun, guys, and that's what's most important. I hope it's a fun promo. I hope there's good content, and I hope there's good objectives to grind that make you excited to get a card again.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot for today. I think we covered everything, what happened lately, what will happen soon, and a little bit about Foot Birthday. Of course, you can listen this podcast on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and eventually watch us on YouTube, where Jake is sharing his screen and showing you a lot of graphs and players.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Watching. Thanks a lot, and see you next time.